And according to all plans, the little red whistle doesn't work the way it's supposed to. Hey, you're dialed in. This is the experience known as the Unleashed Radio Hour. I am your host, Ron Klinger, live and direct and in living color here in studio. Happy to be here with you on this Thursday. Hey. We getting kind of fall-like temps now, and I like it a little bit. No, I like it a lot. Now listen, if you think last week I got all fired up, wait until we get into the topic for this week. Now listen, crazy things are going on in the world around us, and I want you to remember we all in this thing called life together. And yes, that is a tribute to the late, great Prince. Hey, and just remember, folks, listen, I say it on the show all the time. I wish more people would do this. And yes, I'm talking to the media out there. I am putting my opinion at that point. That is not an express interest of the owners of this station. But folks, we got to get along. And look, media, stop, for the love of all things good. Stop reporting things until you get the facts. And that is a fact that I'm going to drop on you today. We're going to drop some other facts today. Hey, wait. Time out. What are we talking about today? All right, wait for it. Helicopter parents in the workplace. Say what? Helicopter parents in the workplace? What are you talking about, Ron? Well, guess what? You're going to have to come back, listen to the show, and follow along so that you know what's crack-a-lacking and going on with that topic. Now listen, hey, dial you in direct here. Hop out. If you haven't followed along on Facebook, hello to those that are following along out on Facebook, streaming live right now at Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. Follow along, unleashedradiohour.com. Hey, and you can always follow along with me on Twitter at Ron Unleashed. You hear the jams? It's time to roll. We're going to cut to a break. Be right back.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-207-1265. 800-207-1265. 800-207-1265.
This is Business 1110.
No, don't look up. Don't look up in the sky. That is, what is it? It's a helicopter parent. They're hovering above. Wait a minute. What are you talking about, Ron? Hey, listen, you're dialed in. We're going to get into that. Had to come back with a little helicopter bait standing in the sky. Yes, that was live and direct. No, not really live and direct here in studio. It was a recording. I cannot misrepresent. I must tell the facts, ma'am, just the facts. Listen, we're going to get into the facts of some things today that are going to blow you away. And I say that with utmost certainty of what's going on here. Listen, real quick, I said it again before, I'm going to say it again. Hop on out, like the page on Facebook, Unleashed Radio Hour, and follow along. I'm going to be giving a whole bunch of resources out, and you can only get it out on Facebook at Unleashed Radio Hour today on this show, on this topic, to help educate, to help inform, to help kind of dial in a challenge that I see as presente en nuestro mundo. Yes, I did just translate that into Espanol, a problem that is present in our world today. It's been around. You may not know about it, but guess what? You may have to deal with it sooner or later. If you're out there and you're a manager, you're a leader, you're a supervisor, you're someone who runs a business. And we're going to get to that live and direct here in just a second. But again, please hop on out, like the page on Facebook, follow along on Twitter at Ron Unleashed. Hey, and all things Unleashed Radio Hour can be found at unleashedradiohour.com. You may be listening to the show as a podcast. Hey, and all the podcasts are listed and indexed out there. I'm behind by 1 week. I got to get last week's show up there, but you can go out, just click on the link cited podcast. Now, if you do follow along and you are out on the page and you do stay connected to what happens here on the Unleashed Radio Hour, I found a cartoon. I had to use it as the graphical representation of today's discussion. And it was great. And I'm going to lead in with this. And it's a cartoon. There's a mom and a dad and a young lad dressed in his white shirt and his tie, looking at a supervisor who is a baby boomer with his glasses on. And in the quote bubble says from the dad to the boss or whoever the employer is, "Sorry, he's late for work. We forgot to brush his teeth." Now, wait a minute. You're like, what? Say who? Yes, ladies and gentlemen. Look, and I apologize for the crack-a-lackin' voice, but it is here. It's going to continue to crack today. I got my water. We good. But listen, there is this phenomenon, and I introduced it here on the show really for the first time last week. I talked about it with the academic tips, talked about with the positive steps that can be made and taken as it relates to what can you do to survive the academic year? What are some strong academic survival tips? Again, those can be found out on the podcast. I'll have that up here later today. Just didn't get to it in this point in time. But listen, part of what I've been doing, and we are now in this back-to-school swing, and things start to pop up in the news, things start to pop up into my feed that are timely. And that's what I try to bring, timely information. Hey, look, timely, I'm dressed in all my Texans gear because we got a big game tonight. Go Texans. Yes, here we go. My point to that being is this. I like to be timely. So when I start seeing this pattern of what is reported in certain areas of interest that I feel that can help, and ironically enough, someone sent me a link from the Daily Crackle, and I'll give that props where props are due. There's a recent book that was published that was written by and experienced the problem firsthand as a college administrator. The book that was written by Julie Lithcott-Hames, and trust me when I tell you, trying to make contact now to get Dr. Lithcott-Hames on the air, freshman dean of Stanford University, wrote a book called How to Raise an Adult, Break Free of the Overparenting Trap, and Prepare Your Kid for Success. So we're going to try to get an interview, get a little bit more information on that book here on the airwaves. I have not had a chance to go out and research it, but people in my close circle know what I'm passionate about, and I've had more than one person share that with me. Again, the book title is Break Free of the Overparenting Trap and Prepare Your Kid for Success, the subtitle, How to Raise an Adult. So we're going to keep going here and start talking about it. And the problem that's identified is a problem that I've experienced as well as a college administrator, as a volunteer in the world of youth athletics, and it's helicopter parenting. And part of what this is, and we're going to talk about, and I spoke on this years ago when I got to attend an HR conference for higher education folks and the impact. And this has been going on in education for a long, long, long time. And it's where overly engaged parents are hovering and jumping in to assist at any point in time. Now, listen, I tasked the folks last week to go out, search the term helicopter parent, search for what that means. You know, and a helicopter parent, you're like, well, wait a minute, what is a helicopter parent? A helicopter parent, very easily to look at, and I shared this last week, and I'm dialing in, talk a little bit about where this comes from a historical perspective, and I talk about, what do you mean, helicopter parents in the workplace? Yes, indeed. So a helicopter parent, defined online, translation out on Google, right, one definition, there are many, but one definition, a parent who takes an overprotective or excessive interest in the life of their child or children. Now, I bring that up to say, where did this all begin? Where did this start? And I did some history on all of this. I did some looks back in where a lot of this really started and really began. You know, and again, there's not a right or a wrong to what I'm about to share in these historical points. They're just things that have progressed over time. You know, if you start to look at it, and it's crazy and it's ironic to me that in 1974, I passed the Child Abuse and Prevention and Treatment Act to protect the rights of children. Imagine that. Wait a minute. 1974. So think about those folks that were born prior to. It didn't matter what your rights were as a child. Now CPS and everything else. I mean, good Lord, heavens to Betsy. How many of you have seen the post about the dad, happens to be here in Texas, who actually held and tied his daughter's hair to his shopping cart in Walmart? And was walking her through the store in that fashion. Now, in today's, now anyone will tell you that is not right. That isn't right. But the point being is, and it befuddles me, that it took till 1974 to have something to protect the rights of children. All right. Then there's also the Child Protection Law of 1975, amended in 1980, that really started to focus on foster care and other areas where children, unfortunately, were being abused. And so we start to get into this movement, if you will. And ironically, it's crazy. How many of y'all would put your child in let's put your one-year-old, just buckle them up or don't even have them get in a seatbelt. You do that today, and it'll be blasphemy. You'll get reported. People will call 911. And rightfully so in certain regards. But I'm one of those Gen X babies, and I say this all the time. How many of you out there listening in that are not, and I'm going this with a bit of trepidation. How many of you are not of Gen Y or the millennial generation? Either you're a boomer or Gen X, and you actually remember. Now, wait a minute. First thing, and I've said this on the show before, I'll say it again. You actually drank water from the water hose outside when it was hot on a summer day. And you survived to talk about it. It wasn't bottled water, which we've already learned is just tap water in a bottle, just made convenient for you to carry around. We've heard that. The reports are out. Oh, wait a minute. How about since we were on the topic of child safety and child safety seat laws that went into effect in 1978? I was born before that, and my gray hair's on my beard. If you see me out on Facebook, you know that's true. I actually survived falling asleep on family vacations and trips that we took as a family or to my next sporting event or back from the sporting event. Oh, wait a minute. I fell asleep on the floorboard. They used to, you know, the transmission had that hump right in the middle between the back seats, right, because you had the manual transit. Long story short, that nice little boom in the bottom, that bucket, you know, cuddle up, nice and warm down there. All right, yeah, that's where I fell asleep. Or heaven forbid, how many of you might have fallen asleep on the back windowsill? Right, looking out the back, watching all the cars go by. Oh, wait a minute, yeah. But now today, that would be cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs crazy. And holy cow, what would happen to you? So why do I bring that up? Because it was in 1978, was the first child safety seat law that went into effect in Tennessee. Right, so we're past 30 plus years of celebrating that. We're a long time now past. So we've gradually, and if you think back to the 80s, this was the first indication where we started to see, oh yeah, you've seen it, that triangular yellow baby on board, either a sticker or had the suction cup put up onto the side of the car. That's when we started that's the evolution launch pad, if you will, of what we're at today with helicopter parents, of where we began to safeguard in a way that previous generations have never been protected. Now, I don't say that to mean, oh my gosh, we need to go out to battle and protection, but I'm saying there was a mentality that we need to protect and safeguard our future. And what has happened over time is, and I call this is Ron's theory of elasticity, is things get stretched to the point of where that snap comes in. So if you take a rubber band, and to describe that elasticity, you take things and you take that rubber band and you stretch it till it can't stretch anymore. And right before it breaks, you let go and it snaps back in and there's some reverberation there. Well, those extremities are testing the boundaries and the borders. And that is a little bit of what today's show is about. Today's show is about helicopter parents that push and stretch and that level of engagement and involvement. Now, I'm going to push some buttons today. And you know what? I don't care. And the reason I say that is because I've seen it time and time again. I've witnessed it. I've experienced it personally as an administrator in the education system. Parents, I love you. But for the love of Pete, unless you've got a degree in education, leave the parents to the parenting and do that and leave the teaching to the teachers. Now, you don't understand everything that's going on in the classroom. I get that. Engage in a positive way. Why do I say that? And I'm going to share a post here at the break. I have this quote, and you can just go out to Google helicopter parents, click on the image tab, and man, and you'll see it. And there's this cartoon that depicts, and this is, again, 1969, and it's two parents, mom and dad, sitting with a teacher in the classroom, student in front of the desk, and the parents are looking at the grade report and looking at the child saying, explain these bad grades. Teacher's standing there with some level of dignity left, and the parents are looking at the child saying, explain the bad grades. Now, if you're out there listening, and I'm going to bring up and maybe smack you upside the head here with what I'm about to say, the other half of the cartoon that I will post at Unleashed Radio Hour that you can go out and witness for yourself is today, and this is current time. Now it's a teacher behind the desk, shaking, trembling, almost looks like she's chewing off her fingernails. Student sitting with arms folded, big old smirk on his face, and the parents angrily looking at their grade report, and now not looking at the student, but looking at the teacher and says, explain these bad grades. Is there a problem? I believe so. We're going to talk about what this means in the greater grand scheme of things. We're going to talk about helicopter parents in the workplace and absolute examples of how this has occurred when we come back right after these messages.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some urgent news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from PBS host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now because we're about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-422-3838 now to get your personalized copy rushed to you today. Do you want to avoid mistakes baby boomers and seniors can make when they buy annuities? Those mistakes now could be costly later to you and your family. Call 800-422-3838. That's 800-422-3838. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
This is Business 1110.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. Welcome back to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. This is a production of Motivational Transitions. You can always learn more at motivationaltransitions.com. Hey, you can also text into the studio. Hey, text line 281-892-1972. That text line again, 281-892-1972. To dial in, connect with us here in the studio. Love to hear from you. If you got questions, comments, grave concerns, but keep the complaints to yourself. Hey, but listen, I just got out. I'm getting a chance. I'm posting. It's loading slow here. I'm moving a little bit slowly in studio, but I'll have that cartoon out there at Facebook on Unleashed Radio Hour. You can follow along about the cartoon and the challenges and the issues and what we're really talking about today and dialing in. And I've asked you, if you're out there, don't do this if you're driving down the road, but if you're listening to a podcast or you're in your office or somewhere on your phone sitting, whatever, just Google helicopter parents. And you'll get an essence for the societal label, much like generational labels, but the societal label on helicopter parents. You know, last week on the show, I talked about how a college in China is creating these tents of love so that freshmen students, and it's for their parents, single occupancy tents can help them transition to college because they're right there. And so, you know, hey, it is what it is. You know, boomers are out there like, parent, help me transition? You gotta be kidding me, son. I done pulled my own self up by my bootstraps and I did it by myself. Yeah, and remember that elasticity I just spoke about? That's that stretch. That's that doing everything for yourself. Oh, and then in this helicopter phase that is present, not with all, mind you, not with all parents, but in a good number, where we do everything for our children instead of them learning to do for themselves. So that's a big part of what this is. That's a big part of what this is about today. And I say this to say certain examples of situations where helicopter parenting has arrived in the workplace. And it impacts what you do in your business, how you lead your business, how you choose to interact, how you choose to engage. You're like, well, what are you talking about? Well, I've been talking about this topic for several years. And one of the classic examples that I love to share is in the recruiting process. Is employers have gathered and have truly, and they've gotten a little bit away from the last couple of years, but there, you know, 2009, 10, 11, 12, it was pretty darn popular, where if you went to certain employers, Office Depot did this, the U.S. Army did this, just to name a few, where they were engaging parents in a way because they knew that parents were a key factor in the decision-making process of where to go to work. Why would that change? Parents have managed everything in young Johnny or Susie's lives from the time that they were born. Why would that change when they're 22 or 23? And that really is the essence of where this comes from. You know, there's different types of helicopter parent behavior. We'll kind of talk about that. And these are just some data points and reports that I've gathered and gleaned. But when we really start talking about getting down, how does this impact the workplace? I'll tell you this true story reported way back in the day by MSNBC about and talking about helicopter parents and talking about the millennials in the workplace. And it was a story about a young lady, happened to name be Susan, who applied for a job. And in the process of her job application and seeking employment, the employer noticed that on her references page, wait for it, listed her mother as a reference for a job. Now, I don't know how many business owners, I don't know how many CEOs, I don't know how many hiring managers that as you're scrolling and rolling through resumes in the mass files, electronic files, paper files that you get with applications. How many of you, I wish I was in a classroom right now, how many with a show of hands would interview the said young lady whose mom is listed as a reference on her job application? And I bet you if I had 100 people in the room, I don't think at hiring managers there may be one or two more hands that go up in the air, and one of which would mine be mine that says, raise your hand with my hand in the air if you agree that you would interview that person. Now, if you disagree with me, heck, fire up the text line 281-892-1972. 281-892-1972. That you are a hiring manager and an applicant lists them as their parent on a job application. Why do I bring this up? They actually interviewed her. They actually hired her. And then guess who won? They actually asked mom to come show up on her first day of the job and greet her there. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, true story. Who won? The company. Why? Because it's a tactic to engage talent. And if you want them, you got to understand that helicopter parent is coming along with them, whether you like it or not. Golly, I don't know. I just think we're going to be living on a prayer if we keep this going in this direction.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020. 800-518-4020.
This is Business 1110.
All right. We are back here. You're dialed in. You're listening live here to the Unleashed Radio Hour. I'm your host, Ron Klinger. Happy to have you joining us. Here, look. Today we're talking about helicopter parents in the workplace. Earlier I talked about the definition. What is a helicopter parent? And of course, hey, if it's online, it's got to be happening, right? I mean, golly gee whiz, if it's on the internet, it has to be true. Well, part of the truth that I'm working to seek and to share with you is I just encourage you, if you're listening in, when you get a chance, just go out and Google helicopter parent so you're informed. Again, the purpose of the Unleashed Radio Hour is to give you information, tools, and resources to help you unleash your business and your career. And you need to know this. And parents, if you're listening out there, we're going to describe some behaviors and we're going to go into a couple of different things. Just Google it. I mean, there's no shortness of results. You know, and 0.48 seconds, according to Google, there are 832,000 results on the term, search term, helicopter parents. And again, the definition that pops up at the top of that page, a parent who takes an overprotective or excessive interest in the life of their children. Now, if you want to see a classic example of this, go out anywhere, go out and Google, there's an endorsement of something, the TV show Portlandia, go out and look at, go Google Portlandia Ban the Bag episode. All right, there's an episode that will just blow you away. You got to watch it. It's worth it. And it's a classic example of a helicopter parent swooping in, helping, doing. And I believe in the visuals. If I could air that here, I would. But who knows what FCC regulations we'd be violating in the process. But anyway, go out. I can tell you to go find it. Go out, Portlandia, Ban the Bag episode. And it just will crack you up. Hey, there's more stuff that's going on about millennials and the whole nine yards. And I just posted that cartoon that I shared on the airwave at Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook about explaining the grades, the difference between 1969 and today. It's the teacher's fault. Right. Well, what about the effort of the student? What about what's going on there? What about and what are they hearing? You know, and this has been going on time and time again. Soccer fields everywhere, baseball, football, basketball, name it, any activity, dance and performing arts. It doesn't matter. The challenge that I have and some of the significant consequences that are present when we start looking at helicopter parenting and it arriving in the workplace was what I just shared. How many of you would hire someone who listed their parent as a reference on their job application? I paused to let that sink in. But guess what? Certain companies, they said, hey, if we're going to remain competitive, we know, we understand from a societal shift that parents are key drivers in what happens in a young person's life. I say young person, I mean someone getting ready to graduate high school, graduate from college. And if they don't capture mom and dad, then they're not going to capture the talent. You know, a couple things, and I shared last week on the Unleashed Radio Hour, I talked about this shows up a little bit of everywhere. I shared an article that actually comes out from the NCSA Athletic Recruiting blog, right, about, hey, here's a view on helicopter parents in sports. And you know, parents, listen, last time I checked, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-old athletes, they're not signing any college scholarship documents. There aren't college recruits or NFL or professional sports scouts in the stands. But by golly, the pressure that's placed upon that to take place. And the article's title is "Are Helicopter Sports Parents Ruining the Game?" And it's on an academic and an athletic recruitment blog that recruiters are seeing through the eyes of what goes on because of the parents that are present. Now take that to the workplace because those behaviors are not stopping. There are extreme examples of all of this, right? But the challenge that's present is parents, they're engaging in a way that reduces learning opportunities. I'm going to talk about some theory that I use that I've been professionally trained in and believe in to better understand this maturation process of going from adolescent into adulthood and out into the real world when we come back, and we're going to dance with that topic. But again, go out, educate yourself. Helicopter parents, good, bad? I'll leave it up to you. We'll be right back after these messages.
Are you living with pain? I was, after a nasty fall. I got relief with 1-Hour Pain Relief. I'm Barry Yarkoni, president, and here's Lisa, a Marine who was injured in Iraq.
After surviving an explosion, I was on horrible painkillers for lingering head, shoulder, back, and knee pain, but I hated the dangers and side effects. My friend told me about 1-Hour Pain Relief, and now I'm off the drugs.
1-Hour Pain Relief is the result of 15 years of research on an amazing extract from hops, the plant used to flavor beer.
Whether your pain is from an injury or just aging, you get safe, all-day relief in less than 1 hour.
We're so sure you'll love 1-Hour Pain Relief, too, that we'll send you a 1-week trial for just a small shipping charge. Call 800-269-4200 right now. That's 800-269-4200. There's no gimmicks, no obligation, no automatic shipments. Stop living with pain. Call 800-269-4200 for your 1-week trial or visit 1hourpainrelief.com. That's 800-269-4200.
This is Business 1110.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. We're rocking. We rolling here. I'm about to post a... Well, it's not a photograph, but it's a picture. I'm about to put something out on Facebook. We're going to talk a little bit about here. Go out to Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. Follow along on the show. You know, it's uploading. I now know why, because my Dropbox files are trying to upload here in studio, so it's taking up major resources for my computer. So it may not be exactly out there as quickly as I'd like. Oh, I get to publish it now, so it's there. So listen, hey, I said this off air, so I got to bring it on air. The show is flying by. Today we're talking about helicopter parents in the workplace. We're defining what a helicopter parent is, and we're talking about certain challenges and issues that may have on your business. And I'll be honest with you, in the overall development of a young person as they get out into the real world. Now, I just put out here a resource. I put it out on Facebook, Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. And it's say no to helicopter parents. Say no to doing it. You know, what they cannot do by themselves, you know, and there's just certain things that survey of 5 to 12-year-old children's their self-management skills. Right. And I'm just reporting what I found. This is a infographic on a survey. I don't know how many or who or what. The text is too small to see, but I can see the results. Changing, doesn't say what that is. Bathing and housework were the top three things that they cannot do by themselves. I'm going to assume changing clothes, 5 to 12-year-olds. 70% said they can't do that on their own. Right. Survey taken in 2012. 500 plus parents participated in this. 61% ages 5 to 12 can't take a bath by themselves. And 60% can't do any housework by themselves. Now, how many out there just like, are you kidding me? I am, because I struggle with this, and it's the measures of accountability. I got to give props to someone in my circle of influence on Facebook. I saw a post just the other day where her daughter was late for school and she charged her $2. And then she had to come back and get her because she wasn't ready to go on time. The vehicle rolls at this time. If you ain't in it, you ain't going to go. And so $2 charge for that. Well, guess what? The next day, that young lady was prepared, lunch packed and ready to go on time in the car. You know, and certain measures of accountability that have to take place, that's part of the piece that has been missed. And this helicopter parenting piece, that accountability, you know, the joke is put little Johnny or little Susie in bubble wrap. I mean, we and that's part of this piece, because certain things do and happen and are derivatives of this parenting behavior. It's out there. Go out and read the research. This is not my personal opinion. I'm sharing it because I think it's a negative impact. But let's talk about this. You know, how many young people out there have a fear of failure? And what does that translate to? That translates to, hey, I'm not going to take on a challenge. I'm not going to try to overcome something. And it sure as heck isn't going to build that self-esteem. Because, well, woe is me. I can't do it today. Mom and Dad will do it for me anyway. And that's just, how does that work in the workplace? The reason I say this is, how many of you out there do interviews? And I say this because what's a behavioral interview? A behavioral interview is our interview questions that are built off the premise that past behaviors predict future performance. past behaviors predict future performance. So if young people that are entering into the workplace have never had an opportunity to fail, they have never been built back up, they don't know how to accomplish or achieve that because mom and dad have done anything for them, then when you ask them a question, so tell me at a time that you had to face a difficult decision when you were at work, and because it has to be HR friendly, what did you learn from that and how did that help you advance? I don't know. My mom and dad solve all my problems. That's the truth. Case in point. Case in point. And I put the cartoon out there on UnleashedRadioHour.com. Right? Oh, sorry we're late for work. We forgot to brush his teeth. It's that kind of mentality. And that is, again, an extreme. But when we start looking at and we start talking about this, and again, I bring up the book, How to Raise an Adult, Break Free from the Overparenting Trap and Prepare Your Kids for Success. Ask yourself as a parent, I'm not here to judge. You have to judge on a scale of 1 to 10. Let's use a 10-year-old. How much can they do for themselves? You see, I'm an old fuddy-duddy, and my kids don't really appreciate sometimes the things that I'm trying to teach them. And I tell them, so I'm not telling anything on the airways that they don't hear. My job isn't to be your best friend. My job is to be your parent. And I may have to tell you things that you don't want to hear, but guess what happens? If I fall into a heart attack tomorrow, please bless me, if I get hit by a truck or a train, and you got to exist on your own, can you do it? Have I prepared you for life? Because that's my job as a parent. And if you don't like that, then that's okay too. But golly gee whiz, this protectionism, in my humble opinion, has gone a little bit too far. And we need to figure out how do we bring it back to a center ground. Because, oh, wait a minute. All these experiences that we're building in that experiential database for young people who are going to go out to work. Hey, ask anyone who employs a lot of high school students. Ask any business, any service industry that employs a lot of high school students, teenagers, whatever the case might be. You ready? Hey, ask them this question. When young people that work for you are not at work, who calls in for them? Yeah, that's crickets. You want to know why it's crickets? Because I would tell you the vast majority over the last 5 to 10 years of those calls of whoever is supposed to come to work that cannot come to work, it's their mother or their father doing it for them. Now, I may be wrong, but my gut says a lot of times it's the parents picking up the phone that are managing their son or their daughter's life to the point that their son or daughter they aren't able to develop the skill set to manage their own. And that's just a little teeny tiny thing. Other examples of helicopter parents in the workplace, because that's what we're talking about today, that you wonder. I gave the example of young people that list, and it's not just one example, folks. Young people that list their parents as references on their job application and their resume. Are you going to hire them? Really? What are you going to do? Other examples, and yes, these exist. Mom and dad accompanying their son or daughter to a job interview that in much regards probably wrote the cover letter and resume for and maybe even applied for. Oh, wait a minute. You're like, that happens, Ron? It happens with college applications, folks. Why is it going to stop 4 years later when they're out to get out in the real world? Why do I tell this to you? Because what happens when young Johnny, and I just keep staying on that name, maybe I should use Andy. Young Andy comes into work for you and can't do anything other than use text language to compose a business email that's going to be sent out to a client. You're like, wait a minute, this resume, this is a great writing sample. Oh, yeah, it's because mom and dad, chances are, potentially wrote it or had a significant impact in writing that cover letter or resume. Oh, and I have examples where I've seen where people have been reported where not only are they writing their resume, the cover letter, helping to apply for the job, they're also writing the thank you letters that go to that candidate, whoever it was that they interviewed with, whoever that hiring manager or recruiter was, the parents are writing the what? What? I mean, I throw the what whistle if I had one. What? Throw it out? Are you kidding me? What does that mean for... Hey, let's go back to the behavioral interviews. Behavioral interview questions are derived under the premise that past behaviors predict future, wait for it, performance. Future performance. How many young people are actually out there getting summer jobs today? How many young people have part-time jobs? How many young people learn how to work? Wait a minute, they don't have to. Oh, no, go do this experience or go do that so it looks great on your college resume or your college application that I'm going to fill out for you. You know, and I think that's just, that's part of the problemo that we have. You know, and there's five types. I told you I would talk about five types of helicopter parents, and this comes from a news episode that talked about this before, and they actually said, and it starts on the soccer field. I see it in my own kids, said the reporter. And here it is. Helicopter parent, five types. One's a Blackhawk helicopter parent, man. They're going to mow you down no matter what. They don't like what you're doing. They don't like what's going on. You're going to hear about it, and they're going to come with guns a-blazing and guns a-firing. That's a Blackhawk helicopter parent. Then there's the toxic parent, the one that just kind of hovers above but just goes, rana, 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 squawk, 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 squawk. All they do is complain about everything, and they're virtually against everything, and they're toxic. Then there's the safety expert that, oh, here comes the bubble wrap, ladies and gentlemen. That helicopter parent that saved, oh, have you thought about this? Oh, hey, Mr. and Mr. Employer, we do live in Houston. Do you have hurricane plans for what you're going to do for my son or my daughter when they're working for you? Yeah, those phone calls may come in. There's the consumer advocate. You've paid for this. You have a right to this. You've put in your time. And then that traffic and rescue. Oh, hey, don't go up there because, and that's that preventing learning from occurring. Because, oh, I see it happening. So don't do this because we don't want you to learn anything about life. We don't want you to have any hardship or any issues. So I'm going to stop you before that happens. I bring those up because I didn't make them up. I bring those up because I guarantee you if you talk to educators anywhere, and especially college administrators, and again, I bring this up. Why am I bringing this topic to the airwaves today? Is because I'm going to go and seek out and try to get, I mean, at Stanford, she was the former freshman dean of students at Stanford University who chose to write a book because of this epidemic that is out there that is real about parents doing too much for their son and their daughter, doing too much for what takes place. And the problem is, They're not, young people aren't developing the critical thinking skills. They're not developing the problem solving skills that are needed that you want as an employer, right? They're shutting down. And I'm not saying all, and I can't put an umbrella under or over all. But part of the piece is, and I'll tell you this, this is a true fact. We talk about helicopter parents. You talk about, hey, I'm paying the tuition. Yes, I talked about FERPA and understanding FERPA last week. But listen, I can't tell you how many times that I worked with a young person whose parents thought, hey, you need to go on this career, or you need to go down here. Maybe that's what those parents did for a living. Well, guess what? Just like how many of you out there as adults have ever had someone set a goal for you that you don't buy into? I had young people bombing out of college that I worked with. Who I'm like, well, hey, I don't like my major. Well, let's change your major. Well, I can't, Mr. Ron. What do you mean you can't change your major? Yeah, you can. There's a form. There's a process. No, you don't understand. If I change my major, my parents will not pay for my tuition. I have to be an engineer. I have to be this. But regardless of the fact of their math, their science, or whatever passion area that they're in, the key is they've got to find their passion. Parents, it's not about you. It's about them. It's about what are they experiencing. Adults need to hear loud and clear. Hey, and this translates to the workplace. It translates to the workplace. What do you mean? What problem or challenge? I haven't been promoted. Okay, how long have you been at the company? 6 months. Which goes back to what I believe is this experiential. Let's go back to the behavior interviews. Past behaviors predict future performance. Young people have had a lives of leveling up, getting XP, extra experience points, and leveling up their entire lives. How is their career to be any different? What do I mean that? I have colleagues, and I know this is a fact, that have had parents call a manager or a supervisor, not just to report that Johnny or Susie isn't coming to work that day or they're late or they're out sick, but questioning, why hasn't my son or daughter gotten a promotion? Why don't they have a raise? And at that point in time, I'd be saying, I'm sorry, this is an employee-related matter, and you're not an employee. So, oh, wait a minute. I love it here, tied into the music. That is the danger zone that we're talking about today, about having helicopter parents in the workplace.
Attention managers, business owners, and human resources professionals. Do you struggle with positively engaging and developing your team? Hi, this is Ron Klinger, host of the Unleashed Radio Hour. For over a decade, I have been coaching and helping leaders just like you. From management and leadership training to individual coaching and support, I can help you address the everyday challenges you face in your business or organization. If you're looking for a partner to your success, call the man who can help you with your plan. You can reach me online at motivationaltransitions.com or by phone at 832-746-9760.
Hey there, travelers. You going somewhere? Need a hotel? Then call Hotel Wiz anytime, day or night, for rates too low to publish. You can save up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe and get our best price guarantee with no booking or cancellation fees ever. We've got some of the lowest hotel prices you'll find in New York, Chicago, Las Vegas, San Francisco, Washington, D.C., and a lot more. Don't waste your time surfing for deals. Make a free call right now and find deals too low to publish. Save up to 75% right now with no cancellation fees. And to make it even easier on you, we're here 24/7 to help. So call right now. Bookmark us in your cell phone. Whatever you need to do, just pick up the phone and call this number for hotel deals that'll knock your socks off.
800-811-3471. 800-811-3471, 800-811-3471, 800-811-3471.
This is Business 1110.
That run a little bit. It's game day here in Houston. Looking forward to do great matchup tonight. Hopefully I get to see some of it. Listen, today we're talking about helicopter parents in the workplace, talking about examples and behaviors. And real quick, something came up to me live and real about this pseudo-societal epidemic that I'm talking about in certain regards. And again, it's not out there for everybody. But here's part of the piece. How many of you actually followed along the national news, followed along this past summer? There's a young man from Stanford University, All-American swimmer, who made a very, very poor decision one night. And I'm not going to highlight it anymore other than to bring light to the father's response in a letter immediately following once his son was brought up on charges of rape. Oh, my boy's a good boy. He's an All-American swimmer. He does good things in the community, blah, 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 blah. And he shouldn't be punished for a 20-minute whatever indiscretion of what he chose to do. Are you kidding me? Now, I have to pause for a moment because that is a classic example of a helicopter parent not seeing the reality of what's going on and coming in, swooping to try to protect his son. I ain't got no time for that. Ain't nobody got time for that. But I want you to think about that, because if you think I'm crazy bringing this up, here is an example that took place, that happened this summer, about a parent whose son created a crime beyond compare, saying he shouldn't be punished. And, oh, wait a minute, he was put on a six-month term? He just got out of jail, the last 2 weeks or so. I don't really try to keep track of that kind of stuff, but it just stuck in my craw, getting me a little fired up. These things translate, ladies and gentlemen. So when you start to begin to look at who you bring on your team, who you employ, do a little bit of digging. Do a little bit of searching to the best of your ability that doesn't violate any employment laws. But be very, very, very well alerted to know that when you hire somebody, not only does their background, their formal training, their coursework come to the organization, so too arrive the parents, or have the potential for those parents to arrive. You know, there's certain things that companies were doing in the recruiting, sending home parent packets because parents were asking about benefits and advancement opportunities and scholarships. Hey, watch the behaviors our parents engage from high school to college, and you'll see college. Wait a minute, to the work world? Is it going to change? I don't know. We'll talk about that more when we close up the show. You're listening to the Unleashed Radio Hour. We're going to run to a break.
Everybody wants cheap airfare, but where do you find it? You call Low Cost Airlines. Their prices are direct from the airlines, and they're so low you can't find these fares published anywhere. They specialize in cheap flights, discount hotel rooms, cheap car rental rates, and great package deals anywhere around the world. Wherever you want to go, they can help you get there cheaply and with a best price guarantee. If you want the lowest prices on your airline tickets or other travel services, call now. That's right, call. That's the only way to get these rates. Experts are standing by 24/7 to get you the cheapest airfare and hotel rates available. So don't wait. Call right now for the lowest travel prices anywhere and for great last-minute travel deals, too. Call right now. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. 800-708-3091. That's 800-708-3091.
This is Business 1110.
Hi, we sweet home here. This is the Unleashed Radio Hour dialing in. We're live, living color, maybe off color a little bit today. Bringing to light the behaviors of helicopter parents and the impact that that has on the workplace. Talking about how that works, and I shared I would give a reference, and I'll post this out at Unleashed Radio Hour on Facebook. You know, one of the things that I'm formally trained in, master's degree from Texas A&M University, whoop, I share this. I encourage you to go out and look at Chickering's seven vectors. All right, Chickering, just like it sounds, C-H-I-C-K-E-R-I-N-G. I can't Google here in studio because my Dropbox is still trying to download video, believe it or not, football video. Taking up time, but if you go out and you look at Chickering's seven vectors, what it looks at and what it talks about, and it's that process of identity development. It's that process that young people go through and really beginning, it's a student development theory about understanding where young people are in their life and their development. You know, the first of those seven vectors, really, you know, it's about, okay, working to truly take a step and grow and my competence, looking at what's going on, intellectual competence, my ability to understand, to synthesize information, to develop relationships. Second one is about managing emotions. Third is going from that autonomy to interdependence, like I'm on my own, I'm forming my identity. How do I manage my relationships? And now how do I work with others and cooperate and get along with others? How do I have mature interpersonal relationships? Am I forming my own identity? Because for 18 years of my life, my parents have done that for me while I lived under their roof. My values are going to get established. What's my purpose? What I'm going to do? And that really needs to be that of that student, of that young person to chart their path. And the last one is that, you know, integrity of doing the right things, of working through. And, you know, I bring that up to say this. It's how we develop. It's about life. It's about growth. Parents, if you're out there hovering too much, stop. Go out and educate yourself. Heck, I'm trying to give references. I'm going to do everything I can, all right, do everything I can to get the author of this recently published book, Dr. Julie Lithcott-Hames, I believe doctor, freshman dean of Stanford University, about this epidemic of overparenting. This just came out. I got people sharing it with me left and right because they know I'm in on this topic. Trying to do this to educate you because as employers, as business owners, as entrepreneurs, you're going to need to develop your team. And by doing so, you need to be aware. I'm here to promote that awareness. And hopefully I gave a little bit of that today. You need to be able to look at the signs of when someone has been I'll just say it, coddled a little bit too much, or they expected to do for their own. You know, and I think that's critical, and I think that's key. That interdependence, forming that identity, taking action that is purpose-driven, matters. And I hope that helped you today here on the Unleash Radio Hour. I hope that was information, tools, and resources to help you unleash your career and your business. And young folks, you got to own it. You better check yourself before you wreck yourself, because that's too legit to quit, and that's real. I thank you all for dialing in today. Thank you for those of you following along out on Facebook. If you feel that someone else can benefit from this, you want to stay tuned to future shows, future topics, go out to UnleashedRadioHour.com. Always follow along on Facebook for Unleashed Radio Hour. Hear the music. It's time for me to jump. Ladies and gentlemen, it's been a pleasure to be with you. Until next week, Andy, help me out. See ya!